Radio.
Parish Renewal at the Heart of the New Evangelization. An interview with Cardinal Donald Worrell at the Proclaim 2016 conference.
To Australia today or yesterday, and you've spoken to the Proclaim conference on Pope Francis renewal and parish evangelization. Can you talk to us a little bit briefly about the process of parish renewal and what that involves, and perhaps some practical examples that you might have in your own Diocese of Washington?
Well, I think at the heart of renewal, all renewal, at the heart of it is the individual. And so we start, whether it's at the parish level or anywhere else, but certainly at the parish level, because that's where the church lives and moves and functions and touches people, we have to start with individual renewal in the faith, our own personal commitment. But then we have to collectively, as a parish, recognize all of us together, we have the responsibility. So we're talking about the parish realizing it's not the task of the priest alone, it's not the task of the head of the religious education department alone, it's not the principal of the school's task. It's the task of all of us, first of all, to strengthen our own faith, be confident in it, and then be willing, as a community, as a parish community, to find ways in which we can share that, support one another, strengthen one another. A practical instrument we developed in the Archdiocese of Washington, or use with, I think, some success, is what we call the indicators of vitality. We have an instrument that measures the life of the parish in five areas: worship, education, service, community, and administration, stewardship. And what we do is we ask everybody in the parish, where is this working? What are we doing that's working? What are areas we need to work on? And do you have any other ideas? The result is you begin to bring more and more people into the process. The goal at the parish level is to get as many parishioners as possible engaged in the simple task, telling the story of Jesus, passing that on, supporting one another in their faith, and caring for people who have those needs that the gospel speaks about.
Australia continues to become an increasingly secular society. What strategies do you think the church in Australia should consider to meet the challenges of secularism, materialism, and individualism?
And it's not just Australia. We're seeing that all over the world, but it's important. It's important, first of all, that we recognize it's happening. And one of the ways in which we begin to deal with that is to concentrate first and foremost on ourselves. What do we believe? And how convinced are we of our faith? That's an area we work at in parishes, we work at in our schools. Just building up that faith renewal in our own heart and the confidence to be able then to say, this is the truth. Then in the sharing of it, we need to be much, much more active in our participation in the life of the community. Politically, we need to be there as individuals. We don't need to have the bishop or the priest get involved politically, because that's the task of lay women, lay men. So when we talk about how do you begin to counter the inroads made by secularism, we have to start with the truth of our faith and the conviction that I need to be a part of sharing this. I talk about the water cooler. Sometime, when you're just standing there at the office and someone brings up one of these points, one of these highly secular, politically correct views, what's to stop a person from saying, you know, I have another take on that. I have another view on that. That's how we do it.
As a member of the College of Cardinals, you work closely with the Holy Father. How would you describe the personality behind the Pope Francis persona that we see through the eyes of the media?
I don't think there is a difference. My experience with Pope Francis is the same person that you talk to one-on-one is the same person you see when he is speaking at an audience of 50,000 people, when he's giving a press conference on a plane, when he's talking to a World Youth Day with millions of people. The simplicity of his spirit, he's a highly intelligent person, but the simplicity of his spirit is what comes through. And I think it's the same whether he's talking to you individually or whether he's talking to 3 million people.
Recently, I've been reading your blog, Seek First the Kingdom, and you cover quite a range of subjects, and it appears that you've got a large number of subscribers. I wondered, what role do you think such digital media plays in the new evangelization?
That's an excellent question, because I think electronic media today, the new media today, has to be at the very heart of our method of getting the word out. I started blogging, I started doing this social communications when I realized that print media is not where most of the young people are. The young adults, that's not where, they don't buy our local newspaper, our Catholic paper, to find out what we're talking about. But they will, they'll pick up a blog, they'll tune into a blog, or they'll use tweets and retweets. Yes. The Twitter is a wonderful, wonderful way to communicate. So in answer to your question, I think the electronic communications is where it's at today.
Following your time as chairman of the U.S. Bishops' Conference Committee on Evangelization and Catechesis, I wondered, is there any particular projects that you would recommend to the Australian bishops on parish revitalization?
Well, I can just tell you a little bit about what our conference has attempted to do. Mm-hmm. Stepping back, one of the things that we did, and this was a couple of years ago, was to try to make sure that all the textbooks that are out there, whether they're elementary or secondary schools, and also the Catechism for Adults, that all of that would be truly enriching, nurturing people with what the faith is all about, what the church is talking about. That's one way. But our conference has also moved into the whole world of electronic media, trying to find ways in which we can package things that we can get to the parishes, that they can use in religious education programs, in sacramental preparation programs. It's not easy. It's not easy because trying to find the right format and trying to find something that appeals to everybody isn't easy, but we do our best.
That was Parish Renewal at the Heart of the New Evangelization with Cardinal Donald Worrell. For more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cranio.org.au.